and in 2017, completely commercial-free.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
You're listening to the wildest and, yes, wooliest post-game fan show in college football. The Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction with your host, Tony Basilio. As we take a timeout, click over to TonyBasilio.com and check out our Next Level Network fan. You're listening to the wildest and, yes, wooliest post-game fan show in college football. The Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction with your host, Tony Basilio. Tony needs to take a quick break, and he'll be right back for more of the Fifth Quarter. If you're new to the world of Tony Basilio, welcome to the nerve center of the Big Orange Universe. It starts with TonyBasilio.com. If you want the truth and nothing but the truth on what's going on at the University of Tennessee, TonyBasilio.com.
Kind of day
place.
It's been, ladies and gentlemen. That's my introduction. There you go.
Besides, Tony doesn't hide the good stuff.
There you go.
It's all out there. Just for you.
Tony B. Welcome to another edition, ladies and gentlemen, of your Garza Law Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. And I got somebody trying to call me right now. Please don't do that. I'm on the air. Please don't do that. Thank you. Tennessee loses today, but not for the lack of trying by South Carolina. TB is in studio today, along with the great Tony Robinson, along with the great Alex Myers. 865-200-5402 is our number. Tony, I'd like your thoughts before we do anything else on what we saw today in Neyland Stadium from our volunteers.
Well, Tony, I see no difference. You know, just a different guy at quarterback.
Yeah.
We didn't throw the ball deep.
Yep.
At all. We did not stretch the field at all, man. And
at all.
You know, it looks to me like they were trying to protect Guarantano with those little short passes and everything, but we still got to go. We got to stretch the field, man. We got to stretch the field. And it's still the same. It was still the same. Three and out, three and out, three and out.
Oh, man.
You know, it's getting to be that vanilla, man. It's just basic football here, man.
And what do we do, T? You know it?
Huh.
What do we do from here? Because here's the thing, and here's the thing you realize.
Huh?
You got Alabama up next, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And
Alabama's not.
No, Alabama's not.
They're not going to have any mercy.
No. They're going to – Alabama's going to come at us, and they're going to keep coming. You know, and they're not going to settle for field goals.
Before that final drive, and I have really no idea what – South Carolina was doing at the end of the game there because they were completely out of position.
Uh-huh.
Tennessee ran 11 second half plays up until trailing by three with 5:23 remaining in the game. Alex Myers, your thoughts on what we saw today in Neyland Stadium? You're just not going to win football games the way Tennessee played today. You're just not.
No, as T-Rob hinted around, more of the same. And, you know, you can't be surprised that Tennessee didn't go downfield with the ball because and people may get on here tonight and callers may say, you know, well, hey, maybe that's Guarantano. Maybe we can't go deep with him. To me, that's not Guarantano. We've said it with Guarantano. We've said it with Dobbs. We've said it with Dorbity. This Butch Jones coached offense does not throw the ball down the field. And when you don't stretch the defense – it's hard to win ball games, and it's hard to beat good defenses. On top of all that, Tony, we're going to look at the stats as the night goes forward.
Yeah.
But to me, you take the stats out of it, and it's as simple as this. Football is a simple game.
Yep.
If you can't win at the line of scrimmage on the offense or defensive side of the ball, if you're getting whipped on both sides of the ball in the line of scrimmage, you're not going to win the game, and that's exactly what happened today.
865-200-5402. Tennessee has now not scored an offensive touchdown in close to a month now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, T, this is – This is unbelievable, man. I went over UT Thursday.
Yeah.
Watched a little practice over there. Talked to coach. Offensive coordinator.
Yeah. I talked to Larry.
And,
he doesn't need his name remembered.
I talked to Garrett.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Guarantano. I talked to Dorman, you know, and everything. And, you know, they seem upbeat. Coaches said they had a pretty good practice this week.
Tone, you brought a piece. You wrote a piece, Tone. I mean, not Tone. Alex, you wrote a piece on TonyBasilio.com about how changing quarterbacks sometimes gives you some new life, some new blood. Alex said, what if Guarantano comes out and plays really well? It gives us something to look forward to. Alex, did you see enough from him that you're excited for the rest of the way looking at him?
I'm excited for some good games tonight around college football. That's what I'm excited about.
Ton, what do you draw from Garantano's first start? And then we'll go to the phones. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402.
I know they were trying to protect him, Tony. Yeah. They were trying to protect him, you know, get him some short stuff.
Yeah.
But you can only protect him so long, you know what I mean? And you got to let him throw the ball down the field.
Yep.
You got to let him throw the ball down the field. But you can tell he's not ready yet. He's not ready. You know, he's in the pocket. He's got to learn to throw the ball away also, he's got to get off his primary receiver quicker. You know, he's got to get off those progression quicker. So he's learning.
He's got
learning.
A good arm.
He's got a great
got
arm.
Got no wheels, Tony, at all.
No,
none. Zero. That poor guy can't move.
No, he's got to be able to move a little bit faster than that, and he's got to get some touch on his ball.
As we say in my neighborhood, Tony, he's got some serious Italian in him, the way he runs the ball. I mean, he looked like an Italian guy. Garantano, he looks like an Italian guy running with the football.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know, T. We just got to get together. I like the way the defense played at first, you know, but again, offense, not moving the ball.
Garza Law, fifth quarter defense, fan reaction.
The defense on the field.
Yeah.
I tell you what, one thing I was very disappointed in.
Okay.
After third quarter, we got the ball.
Yep.
Defense, good job stopping them on fourth and two.
Yes.
Okay. We get the ball and we squat on it. We squat on it.
Why don't you take a shot there?
That's the time to take a shot. That's the time to take a shot.
You turned it over.
You take the shot there. You know what I'm saying? That, you reward your defense with a good job out there. So you take a shot. Hopefully you get a score or something. If you get an interception, you're down there close to the goal line.
I saw a lot today that encouraged me about the way the kids played. Right.
They play with more heart and passion today than they've been playing. You know, and I like that.
Okay.
So
here, I have a message, though. You ready for my message?
What was it?
Pull the plug on that coach. Enough of this crap. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402.
Oh, yeah.
If you want to get in with us again, 865-200-5402. The great Tony Robinson's in here, the legend himself. Let's get as many calls in here as humanly possible. That's what we do, and let's get our first call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
Hey, welcome.
Hey, Tony, do you know what could have fixed this offense today? I got two words for you. Tony Robinson. I need Tony Robinson in here fixing this offense. I mean, what is wrong with us just kicking field goals at the 10, the 12, the four, within the 15-yard line?
T, we have zero. We have zero. What's the word, Ton? We have the our – and we saw that at the end of the game as well.
We should have been doing what we're doing.
Red zone offense is unacceptable. What is that?
I don't know.
How about the first possession? We get down there. We're moving the ball, and then they try Josh Smith throwing that stupid pass back to Kelly when Kelly is pounding them on the ground.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
That's the scheme. That's the scheme.
It's stupid.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm sitting there like, what in the world is going on here, man?
Go ahead, my man. I'm sorry.
I don't want to bust my head.
Who's in charge of this offense?
It's Larry Scott, but it's really Butch Jones's offense, just like it's been Butch Jones's offense.
I thought Butchy Boy was supposed to be an offensive guru over here.
Well, he was a coordinator for what, like a half a season somewhere? No, he's not an offensive guru.
No, Tony,
you know what puts a stench in my nostrils, though?
What's that?
Losing to Will Muschamp.
That's
the dude. He's a clown. He's an absolute clown.
I think that's five straight for the Vols, and
I think it's five, four. Yeah.
I think it's four straight for Butch Jones. Five straight losses to Will Muschamp for our Tennessee Volunteers.
And I saw stat.
Two stops.
Saw stat on TV.
Florida and here. He's 3-0 here.
Saw a stat they ran on the bottom of the screen a minute ago, before the game went off. That's only the second coach to ever beat Tennessee in Knoxville. The other one being Steve Spurrier.
That's a damn embarrassment.
Yeah.
Put those two guys in the same
second South Carolina coach to beat us. Yeah.
That's a damn embarrassment.
Yeah,
I mean, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. I need a better offense. We can't. There's not a chance that we're ever gonna win a football game if our offense plays like that every single game, kicking field goals within 15-yard line.
Well, that's the new thing, because the book is out on Tennessee around the goal line, and when you don't have a system. Look, it all started in that Florida game, and they continue to get under center from shotgun. And Alex made a perverse case at the end of that game, Alex. You said about that interference, and I challenged you. Say it again. Because it's true. Now that I think about it, it's true.
Pass interference on the corner, it wasn't a great penalty because there was no shot the receiver's going to get the ball. But you scoot Tennessee. I said it was not a bad penalty to take if you're South Carolina. Reason being, with 4 seconds to go at that point or 9 seconds to go at that point, moving Tennessee closer to the goal line, it shortens the field, making it harder for making the passing lanes close up. And it's not like Tennessee's going to get under center and run. And even if they had a strong back with no timeouts, that's not an option. So I actually, if you're a South Carolina fan, not a bad penalty to take, I don't think.
And see, that's where we are offensively. The closer we get to the goal line, the worse it is for the Volunteers.
The worse we are.
That offense is counterintuitive.
We don't have a goal line offense.
No, it's senseless. No, you got John Kelly back there. You mean to tell me you can't find a linebacker like a Batuli and stick him back there at fullback and let him just open the hole?
Jakob Johnson, who's played every
Johnson.
Position.
You know what? We did get up under the center one time today. I was like, holy, it shocked me. It shocked me, man. But, oh, what's going on here? And we run an isolation play for nothing.
Hey, to our caller, finish us up, and thank you for the call.
All right. Yeah, Tony, I love your comments, bro. I got one more thing for you. In Knoxville today, John Gruden was out taking pictures with everybody. I mean, is he our next head coach or something?
No, he just likes the adulation, and he wants to see his son play football. I mean, it's just play football. His son goes to the University of Tennessee. He's in town this week trying to help his son secure a place, I understand, a place to live for the next couple of years. So he's an undergrad over at the University of Tennessee. And so that's going to be enough of Gruden. That's going to have to work for now. 865-200-5402. Tennessee loses. And to the powers that be, I say, how much longer does the Butch Jones experience have to go? Tony, before we go back to our phones, do you try Dormady in the fourth quarter? Would you have gone to Dormady if you're Butch Jones and you're trying to win and trying to keep your job? Because I would have.
I would have gave him a shot. Yeah. You know, we've seen Garantano for three quarters, and you know, they're trying to protect him, but they didn't really give him a chance.
No,
they didn't really give him a chance.
Which I knew they wouldn't.
You know, and that situation, fourth quarter, go with your horse, Garrett. Put Dormady in and let him see what he can do.
Alex, would you have? Talk to me here. Would you have gone to Garantano? What do you think?
If you're not going to, I'm like Tony, basically, you know, if you're not going to unleash the reins on Garantano, then you might as well. Tony, one of my buddies tweeted out a really good point.
Okay.
Next week, Tennessee is going to line up. We talked about how long it's been since they've scored. Tennessee is going to line up against Alabama going on a month without scoring a touchdown. If they haven't scored one yet against the past couple opponents, what makes you think we're going to score one next week?
I want Tony Robinson installed as interim coach.
Uh-oh.
Tony, I want you installed as interim head coach.
And
I'm sick of this damn Yankee with the buzz cut who looks like Sergeant Carter. I want my man out there as the head coach, Tone. Let's go to the phones. Yeah.
And real quick, too.
Go ahead.
To people who are going to talk about Gruden, also another thing that you didn't mention is Monday Night Football's in Nashville.
Right.
So it's double the reason for him to be in.
That's a great point. But he is helping his son find a place. Let's go to the phones, get our next call in. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah, welcome in, my man.
Barney boy.
Hey, Barney boy. Welcome in, brother.
Sad day.
Yep, sad day. Does Butch Jones...
How much longer is that ass going to be on campus?
You know, Barney boy, I don't know if I'd use that terminology for him because I think he's done his best, but as the great James Ingram once said, his best isn't good enough. And then there's no shame in that.
Is there any way the fans can sue his ass to get some money back, putting out a damn product like he does, disappointing hundreds of thousands of fans? They ain't scored a touchdown in nine quarters. I've never heard that in college football.
I haven't either. They're going on a month. They are going on a month.
Every game, he does something. It's getting worse and worse.
Yep.
I hope that Curry is in the locker room. And I hope it's either night or in the morning he's off this campus. As long as Butch Jones is on that campus, this is what we're going to see every Saturday. I'm gonna be honest with you. He's gonna get his money. He's gonna go to Cincinnati or Lafayette and make millions. Do you think he's got the passion now to win at Tennessee?
You know,
I don't.
I mean, I don't think that the whole Butch Jones thing, Barney Boy, at this thing is at this point is worth debating because he's not going to be here. I said before this game.
I know that, but Tony, he needs to get out of there now.
Well, a lot of people, I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of our fans, and you might be one of them, wanted Tennessee to lose today because they want this guy out of here because they don't trust our administration.
Well,
trust me, he was going to go. It wouldn't have mattered if he'd have won the rest of the games, including today. Butch Jones will not be here next year.
That's why I'm telling you, I agree. That's why when he was down on the damn goal line down there, I was rooting for South Carolina's defense to sack him.
I believe that. And I think I appreciate your honesty.
I'm being honest.
You know what, though?
I'm this sucky-ass football for – Tennessee deserves better than what they're saying on
this
field.
We do deserve better. You know how many people? Tony, speak to the crowd that was in Neyland Stadium today. 97,000-plus, according to a source of mine with the university. A tremendously huge crowd for where we are right now.
That shows you the dedication. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
The fans here, man. It's the best. We got the best fans in the world, man. They come to the games regardless of what our record is.
Yes, I love
our fans, but they deserve more. They deserve a whole lot more, man. They deserve a whole lot more.
Go ahead, Barney Boy.
I want to come to Tennessee games. I remember years of the former area. I'd bet any amount of money that Tennessee would win. I have not had that feeling that I can bet somebody or say Tennessee's going to win for years and years and years. They're last now. They're below Vanderbilt. They're non-existent in college football, and they need to get Butch Jones out of there as soon as they can. That will start to get Tennessee's program back on track. It's getting worse, Tony. Every week he sees different stuff. The first half, how many times did Callaway touch the ball? Or how many times they throw the ball down the field?
Callaway, Al, touched it late. He had touched it in that final series, Al.
Yes, went right down the field. I don't think he touched it last week.
But that was it.
You got this. You can't just let him touch the ball at the end of the game. You got this kid touched the ball at the beginning, all through the game.
That's my problem with our offense.
And we're not doing this.
And Barney Boy, in that first half, when we got down on that goal line, second drive down there, and you're going to score a touchdown, and you turn around and you throw this thing out to Josh Smith, and you want him. What are you getting cute for? And Tommy Tuberville ripped. He ripped Butch Jones. He said there's nothing sound about that. Nothing.
You got Callaway 1-on-1 with the guy. So you got two receivers to the right, and you got Callaway over by himself. Okay, you split him out wide and let this just like that slant route he caught that got us inside the goal line, inside the red zone. Run it again with him. You know what I'm saying? The slant route, bam. That's it. We don't do it.
It's so easy.
Football 101.
I'm gonna take a deep breath here and I'm gonna finish.
Go ahead, Barney Boy. Let me ask you something. Did you watch any of that Syracuse game last night?
Absolutely.
All right, let me tell you this. That's called college football right there. Syracuse took every bit they have of their team against a superior football team, and they took it at them in their building physically. When is the last time you saw us do that physically to somebody? Physically.
That we get or got now is our problem. Until these people in the administration, the athletic director, sets their mind and get a knockout coach, we're going to be the bottom feeders. And I can't believe I ever have to say that. But right now, they're the worst team in the SEC right now.
I don't think there's any question Tennessee looked like the worst.
Get him out of there now, Tony. I'm talking about now. Not next week, not in the season. Get him out of there now. It's too much failure. And, get him out of there. Please, Curry, come to your senses. Get a limousine. Get his ass out of there. I mean, they look awful. All the time, they just look awful. Look like a high school team out there. And I am just so brokenhearted sitting here. This is Tennessee football. This is my life.
You got it.
And it sucks right
hey,
now.
Hey, thank you, Barney boy. It does right. suck. Your life does not suck, but Tennessee football is pretty damn bad. Alex, give me a couple numbers from today, and you're monitoring the Butch Jones nonsense, and he does need to quit. He needs to stand up there and quit like a man tonight. Go ahead.
Bentley for South Carolina was 15 for 20, 129 yards, no touchdowns. Garantano was similar stats, 11 for 18, 133 yards, no touchdowns. Turner for them rushed 14 times for 86 yards and a touchdown. John Kelly rushed 16 times for 58 yards. He had a long of 24, so if you take that away, those yards, it's really not good. Chandler.
They wanted.
They were
Chandler
on
had time. Four rushes.
But you know what, Tony? You can't run the ball when you got eight guys in the box.
No question.
You know what I'm saying? Man, and as long as we keep trying to run the ball with eight in the box, John Kelly's not going to be effective for us. He's not a factor. And now we depend on our quarterbacks, and they're not getting the job done.
Go ahead, Al.
Ty Chandler rushed four times for 44 yards.
By the way, Ty Chandler's going to be a nice player.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice piece going forward.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a nice piece going forward. You catch it out of the backfield.
Oh, yeah. See, we got running backs. We got good running backs. It's just we got to get some – we got to open it up for
them. Al, what else you got?
My bad.
No, you're fine. Chandler's 45 yards. He averaged 11.3 yards per carry against Kelly's 3.6 yards per carry. Receiving, here's some killer numbers, though. No wide receiver at halftime had more than one catch. Running back John Kelly led the team. He had two catches, but he's not a wide receiver. I'm talking about specifically that position. Mm-hmm. Marquez Callie, these are the end-of-the-game stats, finished the ball game with four catches for 37 yards. He was only targeted four times.
Hell? He's targeted four times at a football game? Is that acceptable?
This is at the end of the game. No, that's not acceptable, man. You see, this guy is too talented not to get the ball in his hand.
I mean, this coach, Butch Jones, you're stupid. I'm glad your stupid era is coming to a close. Damn. It's been stupid. You've been stupid the whole time. You think you're smarter than everybody else, and you're stupid. And you're stupid.
Let's go to the phones.
Alex, go ahead, Alex.
Just a couple more numbers here. Brandon Johnson, another wide receiver, three catches for 54 yards. Josh Smith had one catch for 10 yards. That's a total of three wide receivers in the game having a total of eight catches, zero from the tight end position.
Go back to our phones. Tony's getting Tony that final play, Alex. What Tony do when he saw Garantano back there piddling around and then they got the call to the 2 yard line and.
Well, he was putting the words lazy boy in the recliner that he was sitting in.
He almost jumped up.
Yeah, he almost jumped up and he did a very nice job of refraining himself from saying something. He almost said.
Go ahead, superstar.
The great thing I'll say this about this year is it has told me to appreciate my friends at the Old Dominic Distillery who will present portions of this segment as we go forward here. And let's get our next call in, 865-200-5402. And down in beautiful Memphis. And I'll tell you about them coming up a little later on. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on your Garza Law fifth quarter fan reaction.
Tony John Treat, what do you say?
Hey, buddy, go ahead.
I actually caught the game from about halftime on, so I broke my own proclamation, so to speak. Is Garantano is slow, or is it just me? Am I looking at something funny?
No, he's got an Italian last name, and he runs like an Italian guy. He looks slow. He looks slower than Christmas, man. No offense to him.
Those little rollouts, he's got defensive linemen running him down. Maybe he's not slow, but he sure as hell ain't quick.
Tony, is it that the game is – because generally, like with Dobbs or – and most young quarterbacks especially
– have some wheels, man.
You got to have some wheels. Does he not have wheels, or is the game just overwhelming to him, Tony? Which one is it?
A little bit of both, T.
I don't think he has wheels. Physically, it doesn't look like he can move to me.
You know, you don't have to be fast being a quarterback. Yeah. You just have some quick feet. You got to be shifty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you get to learn how to throw those linemen off a little bit.
Could it be that he's hurt, Tone?
I don't think he's hurt. He's not hurt.
He didn't limp.
He wasn't limping. I've seen during the Vol walk, I talked to him.
Yeah.
I talked to him about a good five minutes.
Was he trailing everybody when the Vol walk? Like, was he seven or eight paces back?
No. He wasn't that. No. No, he wasn't.
I mean, they better not put him in the front of the Vol walk. That'd be a long Vol walk.
That'd be a long walk. But numbers call, just be ready, man. Be ready.
And he wasn't today. He was okay, though.
He was okay. I mean, he was okay. He's got to learn. He's like, get by his hands.
You know what he didn't do, Tweety, that I like? But it was bad because he took some sacks, and he got strip sacked late in the game.
He's got to throw the ball away.
What? Yeah, but at least he didn't throw the ball up for grabs a lot.
Oh, no.
Which I liked about him.
Right. But he's got to – he can't take those sacks.
Go ahead.
He can't take those sacks there.
Go ahead, Tweety. I'm sorry.
What? He had one running towards the boundary maybe early second half when we were down around the goal line and settled for a field goal. He took like a 9-yard loss on the play. I know. I was like, what is he doing? He's running. All he has to do is, I mean, he's out of the pocket at that point. Can he not just throw it away? You remember that? It was like, you know, second and 9 or something, and he makes it 3rd and 18. And it was around the goal line on the other side. He ran straight out of bounds with the ball. I'm like, what the hell are you doing? What? The first half, Butch, did he not take 3 timeouts with him and we had the ball? I'm trying to remember the sequence into the first half.
That was crazy. They ran at the end of the first half, and Tony, some can blame Garantano for this, where he kept the ball when he rolled to the boundary.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But they ran for some reason. They rolled him. They were over on the short side of the field. They rolled to the boundary. And he gets sacked. And Tuberville goes, what are you doing? What are the percentage of chances of completing that pass? They're nil.
Yeah. You're cutting yourself. You don't have no field. You don't have no room. You have no field to play. You don't have no room. You know, you're cutting yourself off.
So, Tweety, I think that might have been one of the plays you're talking about. It's just stupid. It's just stupid football.
It's the same thing. I said, they didn't give him a chance. They didn't really
him
a chance at all.
No,
you know what I mean? Because, you know, you got to see what the kid can do. And the pressure situation, and today was a pressure situation.
Yeah.
And, you know, give him something to work with. Yeah. And he didn't have much to work with because they were limiting him, and he, you know, they're trying to protect him.
I'm sorry, Tweety. Go ahead.
No, it's all right. He took a delay of game penalty with 3 timeouts.
He's
late
a kid.
In the first half.
Again, he's a kid.
Delay of game.
I understand, and he's a kid, though. But I'm just
not. Nate, I'm not talking about Garantano. That's on Butch.
It's on Butch. You're right.
They're watching the play clock going.
Butch is a kid too. In case you haven't noticed.
Well, you put it on the coach and the quarterback, because one thing about the quarterback, he needs to pay attention at 25-second clock. That clock.
But a coach can now call timeout.
But a coach can call it. Yeah. But if he doesn't call timeout and you're looking at the clock, you call timeout. Hey, timeout, man. You can't afford to get a delay of game right here.
Butch's epitaph is this guy's
stupid.
He's
probably yelling about the music or something.
Oh, no question. He's probably on the headset at that point with Jimmy Delaney over there.
Tony, is this enough?
I've had enough. Have you had enough?
I mean, I'm just saying, do you think in terms of for Curry?
No, it's not Curry, it's the Haslams. Let's speak in plain English. It's not Curry, it's the Haslams. It's the Haslams. Let's speak in.
Peddler. Is this enough?
It's not Curry.
Can we just stop this crap?
It's not Curry's call. It's never Curry's call. It's the Haslam's call. Have they had enough? But the Haslam's – Jimmy Haslam is the same guy that didn't draft Carson Wentz and then talked mega shit on him in the press. And look at how stupid he looks. They didn't draft Deshaun Watson out of Clemson, who's an absolute difference maker. Yeah. They passed him up.
Yeah.
And
winner.
I mean, exactly.
So that tells you what
that tells you what you're dealing with here.
That tells you what his assessment of talent is. You know, he's a bad choice.
So I'm bringing the truth at you tonight, Sweetie Bird, and finish me up here.
Boycott Pilot. That's my motto.
No, we don't boycott anybody. You're out of here. Let's get our next call in. I don't. I'm not Jemele Hill. We don't go around. I make a living off marketing, advertising, and small business. I don't boycott anybody. It's not what this is. But I will tell the truth. And poor Jimmy Haslam's bad at football. He just is. 865-200-5402. Alex is going to give us some scores of interest as well. We'll get as many people in here as humanly possible. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Tennessee loses today to South Carolina. They fight gallantly, come way back at the end on a long drive, unable to get it in. And Alex, has Butch Jones said anything of note yet?
Well, it depends on what you describe as of note. He said, did we think of handing the ball to John Kelly, talking about the last drive? He said simply, yes, we did. He said it comes down to making plays in critical moments. Jones says on the lack of big plays on the offense, it wasn't just on the wide receivers. It hurts. It stings. I don't know what else I can tell you. Here's an interesting one. This is the most interesting things he said so far. This is from Butch. We thought about handing the ball to John Kelly on the final play, but if you run and don't get it, that's the final play.
Well, if you pass it and don't get it, that's the final play.
I'm so, no, that was a that bonehead mistake. This is the quote I was talking about that was semi-interesting to me. He's talking about not spiking the ball after the catch from Marquez Callaway near the goal line at the end, and I think there was like 25 seconds on the clock, and it was first and goal. I looked at you on the couch, Tony. I said, "You got to spike this here,
so you can get
a good play call and not be rushed." They didn't spike it.
They didn't spike it. You're right. He didn't spike it.
He said, "Quote: It had quote no bearing on the game. Line up quickly. Had the play call in." I think you just have to spike the ball.
Does this guy understand football? I mean, seriously. I'm not asking you to talk trash on him.
I mean, you know, his scheme of things is not working, man.
How can you say that? At the end of that game, how can you say that? Of course you spike the ball there.
You slow the game down. Because you look at your quarterback. You got a young quarterback
right.
in there, so you spike the ball. Stop the clock, and you give him some time, you know what I'm saying?
Relax.
Relax here so you can get your good play call in right here. You know, it's not like he's a veteran. He's been playing for 2 years, and, you know, okay, you can get to the line of scrimmage, and he can call something.
He's not been in that situation.
He hasn't been in that situation. So, yeah, you spike the ball there.
Here's another quote. I'm proud of this football team. We had two very good weeks of preparation. You would talk about how can you say that. What kind of trophy you get for that? This is a guy that said, what do we have, one of our best bye weeks of all time? Or what did he say this week? If that's what your best bye week is, we've had two really good.
And you had two good weeks of practice, but what did it accomplish?
If I had two weeks of studying before a test that was really good studying, I go and fail the test. That doesn't mean any. Okay, failed the test.
You ain't accomplished nothing.
You failed the game. You lost. Yeah. I mean.
Okay. It speaks for itself. You know, it speaks for itself, man.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in. It is just unbelievable, Indy Mac, what we saw today in Neyland Stadium from our volunteers all the way around. Next call, hello and welcome in. Garza Law, fifth quarter fan reaction.
Is that me?
That is you, my man. That is you.
Hey, last time I called, we had a little fight, and I was probably a little more defensive of Butch. This is terrible. Let's move it backwards. I mean, first of all, the delay of game with three timeouts is inexcusable by a coach. You have a freshman quarterback. You have three timeouts. What are you going to carry them over to the second half? And you get a delay of game. Inexcusable. Second, if you think you're going to run Kelly where everything is along, whether it's pass or run along the line of scrimmage, they're going to be 11 in the box. I don't even care if you miss the throw, but we didn't extend the field once. Extend the field. Whether you miss it or not, at least you're threatening. I mean, it's terrible.
You know what's crazy? I'm watching that Syracuse-Clemson game last night, right? And I'm thinking about this while I'm watching it. They are so much more physical than Tennessee. They are so much better utilizing their material and what they have than Tennessee did and than Tennessee is. And you're so right. Tony, that's one of the first things. Jerry Colquitt called me at the very part of the game.
Uh-huh.
And when Tennessee hit Palmer with that pass, that little out route, he said, it's about damn time we threw one of those.
Yeah,
and they made a nice play, and they never went back. This kid's got a strong arm. Garitano's got a strong arm.
That right there, those little short routes would get them out of the eight in the box.
Right.
And that would help them run the game.
Because it's a safe play.
Right.
It's like this guy's talking. You know, to my caller, what I say to you is, one thing you're going to get from me is never, I'm never going to tell you told you so, because we're all going to be wrong, okay? So I appreciate you being man enough to say that. But in all truthfulness, I wanted you to be right and me to be wrong. okay?
No, I mean, I will never.
But I'm pissed. I'm pissed right now because this fan base showed up 97,000
strong.
97
strong.
And we're into the game.
And how about, like, if you look, and granted, I didn't get to see the All-22, right? I'm watching it on the TV. But God almighty, how is Leakino tied in over the middle for 15, 20 yards, not available when they got all their linebackers 5 yards from the line of scrimmage? How was that not available?
Tony, was that available, hitting the tight end?
Oh, yeah. Man, I said, a lot of routes were available, but we didn't throw them.
What else was available out there, Tony?
The deep ball. We didn't go deep. We got to go deep. We got to stretch the field. I'm looking at our offense. We don't have this high-low. We don't have a high-low offense.
Yeah.
You know, we got guy going deep and going up on the short or something. We don't have that combination. And it's these guys are running. I don't know what kind of routes they're running, man, but they got to run better routes, more precise routes.
They look like they've been coached like they're playing eighth grade football or something. I mean, no offense to eighth grade.
They're playing Sandlot.
It's brutal.
They're playing Sandlot out there.
It's brutal. There's not a lot of offensive coaching going on, man. There's just not.
No, we don't have that. We don't have that combination. You know, setting up things. You know, I don't see it.
None of that. Go ahead, my caller. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. No, I love to hear you guys talk. I just don't see the nastiness on the offensive line that I want. I remember in '94 when we had Todd Helton, and then we had a freshman. QB and whether it was, Peyton or the other guy, nasty linemen. We blew people off the ball, and it just doesn't seem on either side this year because we definitely missed Derek Barnett. We have no guy to explode off the edge to get to the quarterback.
Now, and we missed Taylor. We missed Taylor in today's game, too, but that's another thing, see?
Well, they can't kick somebody in the head.
Well, they can't kick somebody in the head when they're laying on the ground. That's a good point. Generally, that doesn't work.
There's not an explosive player on either side. Like, I like Trey Smith. I think he's nasty.
I do,
and
too.
I think we get Cade Mays next year. He's nasty.
Yeah.
But there's not enough nastiness on either side of the line.
Yeah.
I mean, our defense played good. I'm not going to wreck them, but there's no guy to wreck the backfield.
I agree, man. I absolutely agree with you.
And then, I don't know, like, if they're going to start Guantanamo, then let him loose. If they're not going to, then don't.
What does that mean, let him loose? What do you mean by let him loose? Because he can't run.
Throwing the ball more than 5 yards down the field. Let's have some route trees that are not everything's along the line of scrimmage. When everything's along the line of scrimmage, you're not going to be able to run the ball. Because they've got 9 people there. Because they're not worried about you going over the top.
Hey, I really appreciate your call. Thanks for your passion. But again, you didn't have to say what you said earlier, man. We're cool. We're square. You know what I mean?
No, that's cool. No, I came in sort of ugly.
It's all right. Listen, one thing you'll find with me, brother, is that we're all in this together. Nobody knows any more than anybody else. And we're all entitled to our opinion. And I love your passion. And I will fight to the death for the passion of somebody like you to come on here and say what you said, man. You got my vote. You really do. You have my vote. I just want you to know that.
I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, my man. We're going to get back, brother. We're going to get this thing right. Thank you, my man. And when we do, we're going to enjoy ourselves a lot of victories. In the meantime, we have to take our victories anywhere we can get them. And Tony, presented by our friends at Old Dominic, we are getting ready to share something we call Old Dominic Memphis Toddy Tone, and we're going to drink a toast to the end of the Butch Jones era, to the Butch Jones era.
All victory drink, huh?
Our victory drink, Tone. I'm going to have me a little. You're going to have me a little more than that. Hang on, Tone. Ready? Here's to getting Tennessee football back. Come on over here, Tone. Bring it in the picture with me. Here's to getting Tennessee football, my friend, back on track. Yes.
So with the Toddy
That will put some, as we say, buddy boy.
That will.
Wow.
Wow.
That's some good stuff right there now. 865-200.
Memphis.
5402 from our friends at Old Dominic Distillery since 1866. Ladies and gentlemen, taste the tradition, Memphis tradition. Long live Domenico Canale. Thank you, my friend. 865-200-5402. Let's get our next call in here. And, yes, Butch Jones football has taught me to drink dark liquor. And let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome into our next caller.
Tony.
Yeah, welcome in.
Hello.
Hey, welcome in. How you doing? Yes, sir.
When are we going to beat them cocks?
Well, it depends. Not anytime soon, though, with Butch Jones coaching.
Hey, man, we're doing good. How you doing?
Brother, I'm okay. That game sucked today, didn't it?
Not anytime soon, though, with Butch Jones coaching. Well, can I just say, that ain't up.
Alex, how long is this fella's call going to last? What do you think, Al?
5, 4, 3, 2.
You got to have converse with me, brah. That's how this works. Tony, did you hear him? He was doing what Leroy does. He listens to his phone and his show, and he's got the speaker on. He's talking to people.
He's
how you doing? You know, he's
on.
Working that, and they walk up, and they're tailgating. I mean, not that I have anything against that. All that stuff's great.
What? You
but damn,
talk to
man.
Us? You
want
to talk to us? Talk to
these
us?
Lines, these open lines are precious. Anything else from Butch Jones? He said anything stupid, foolish?
No,
did he resign?
No, Garantano did take ownership, though.
Of course.
He took ownership and had a pretty good showing from what I'm seeing on Twitter and from the little bit I heard on Periscope. Uh-huh. You know, it sounded like he took ownership for it. He actually mentioned that, in no words particular, that basically he thought they played pretty well in the first half, but they just didn't execute when they got down near the goal line, which, you know, I think is pretty accurate.
But
obviously in the second half, a little bit different story. Guys, here's – correct me if I'm wrong, but is this not – in 2 years now, we've had a total of 4 weeks to prepare for South Carolina, 4 weeks to play them twice and haven't beaten them once.
Oh, man.
Because they were our team after the bye week last year when we started the spiral.
Is that really true?
Unacceptable.
Al?
Unacceptable.
I believe it. If I remember correctly.
You know.
Can that be true, Tay?
It can be. We played them there last year. They beat us last year.
Damn it.
Damn, man. This is God dang it, man.
I mean, this thing makes me mad,
this,
son.
This, you, man.
I mean, it's starting to really get to me. It's starting to get to my brain, man.
I'm really starting to lose it here, T. I'm about to lose my cool.
Let's go back to our phones.
The reason we're laughing is
it's just so stupid. Butch Jones football is stupid. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, welcome in. I'm having trouble hearing you. Go right ahead.
I just want to say, how you doing, brother?
Doing great. Welcome in, man.
Dilly, dilly.
Is there like a full moon out? Al, what's going
Yesterday
on?
Yesterday was Friday the 13th. Maybe you got some sort of a hangover. A weird vibe hangover from there.
Maybe. Maybe this feller had some trolley stop. Had himself a trolley stop.
He must have got some of this old Dominique.
Anything else for us, my man?
Yeah, man. On your website there, you're smoking a little something.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Butch Jones football has driven me to drink things such as this old Dominic Memphis toddy in great quantities. And if he stays around here, we will be legalizing it in this town. I can promise you that. Because I don't know how much of this I can take.
I mean, I'm ready.
I'm ready. I think everybody so far tonight has said they are ready. I'm ready. Al's ready. We're all ready. My question is, and it's a serious question, are our friends, the Haslams, ready? Because until they get ready, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to happen. You can talk about this AD all you want. And he looks good in his funny little sneakers he wears around, and he's a cool dude. But the truth is, until the Haslams tell him you can pull your itchy trigger, his itchy trigger finger has to stay right there on the gun.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
You're right, man. He's got to go. He's got to be this week. He has got to go.
You got it, brother. Thank you.
Let me say one shout out to T-Rob.
He's
the best quarterback we ever had. I love
him. God, we love me some T-Rob. T-Rob's got his biographer in here with him tonight, working on his autobiography. And T, who is your biographer?
Denise Powell.
When will I be able to read your biography, Tone?
Whenever she gets it going. Yeah, we just now get.
You really need to do that. Yeah, you've got a great story.
Just started on it, so
praise God for your great story. Let's go back to the phones. I got my man, superstar Alex Myers, with me here, who absolutely is next level. We got some scores scores of interest. How about how crazy college football, Tone, is? Lamar Jackson lost his third football game in a row today. They got beat by Boston College. Get you some of that, Al.
And before we even get started here tonight, we're just getting started. But can we please stop with the small talks of Petrino that I've heard?
Do you want Petrino?
No.
He's 1-4 now.
Are you sure
you don't want him?
Here's my thing. Petrino tends to do really well at underdog schools.
Yep.
Let me tell you something. The University of Tennessee is not an underdog football school. This is a school that has expectations, and we need a guy that can meet those expectations and not deliver when we're underwhelming.
Alex, stupid question. We're going to have a conversation about this week.
I agree with that. Well,
Alex, would you take Lane Kiffin back? Somebody just threw it up on Periscope before I got there. Would you take Lane Kiffin back, yes or no? And I'm being 100% serious when I say that. And you're thinking about it.
I know where this thing's going. No. Now, as an offensive coordinator, yes. Now, he wouldn't take that. But as a head coach at this point, no.
Tony, would you take Lane Kiffin back?
As an offensive coordinator, call and play? Yeah. But not as a head coach. No way.
We have a quarterback coach.
Lane calls some good play. Now, he's a good play caller. He can call some plays.
He's a great play caller.
But he's a lousy-ass head coach.
What if we put, like, an ankle monitor on the guy and didn't allow him outside of half a square mile of the practice facility?
An ankle monitor on him and a chastity belt on every co-ed on UT's campus, including my daughter, who will be over there next year.
But he is going to take a lot of good players out of Florida. From Florida State and Miami, all those teams.
That's what I'm saying.
He's going to get a lot of guys.
He would be a very good hire here. Let's go to the phone. We'd be a laughing stock, but he'd be a very good hire, I think. Let's go back to the phones. I'm telling you, this guy we have right now needs not be employed past tonight. I'm sick of this.
Can I say something really quick about this?
And then we'll go to the phones.
I'm as upset and as frustrated, and I'm 23, and I've been a Vol fan for 23 years now. I'm as upset as anybody is, believe me. But here's my thing. I said it on the Sunday night show last week, and I'll say it here. To me, if it was solely me in charge, would I want to fire Butch? This is a different question. Would I fire Butch right now? No. I would wait until after next Saturday, immediately following. And here's why. If this is not NFL, you're not trying to lose games for draft picks. I want to win every game we can. We're not beating Bama next week. I don't care, Gruden, Saban, whoever you want to say, we're not beating Bama next week. No, let this guy take that butt whooping.
Why?
Because if you put an interim coach
in. What's wrong with you?
Because if you put an interim coach in, a lot of times you'll see for just a week or two, there's a slight spike and you get the team almost gets lifted a little bit. If you do that when you start to play Kentucky and Vandy and Missouri, maybe you can win a couple of those games and at least not be a total embarrassment. If you put an interim coach in there and say, yeah, your players get a little juice in them and they play better the next week or two. Well, you play better against Bama, you're not beating them. So all of a sudden, boom, knocked right back to the floor. You're not beating them anyways. Next week, immediately after, that's my opinion. Now, do I want to keep Butch around here? No, not what I'm saying at all. My point is, if you do it, you're losing next week regardless. Why not put that embarrassing loss, because that's what it's going to be, on the shoulders of Butch Jones?
You just got called naive and young. Here's the reason I fire him, because I say to the world, we're better than this. We're better, period. That's why I would have fired him after the Georgia game. We're better than this. And we keep him. And what did we get today? We almost got an exact performance. We still haven't scored a touchdown.
We almost got double digits today.
Almost got in double digits.
Almost got in double digits
right
today,
time.
Man.
Could have kicked that field goal at the end.
Hey. We scored more points than we scored in the last 2 weeks.
I wonder why he didn't line up and kick a field goal there. How mad would the fan base have been?
Hey, to prove my point that he's going to be in trouble. Here's my last thing real quick. On my him having to face Bama point. How many times have we had to sit in a front row view, or whether it's on TV or in Neyland, to watch slop and watch us get our butt kicked? Why
slop.
Not give him a front row seat of that next week? Because that's what's going
to
happen.
That was
before
shit.
Before you go to the phones, team,
yeah.
I got one thing to say. I'm going to say something. I need some Alabama tickets. I want to go to the Alabama game. I got to see this thing in person. So if anybody has any Alabama tickets, would you please let me know something? Please. Just get in touch with me.
Got Coors Light in front of him.
And Coors Light.
Mixing it with his old Dominic.
Old Dominic. But
Tone's going to be in rare form here in about an hour.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. And then you're going to really like it.
You're not going to be able to hold back like you did about 45 minutes ago.
We're bringing some Alitos in here in a little bit, too, Tone.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get you rolling. 865-200-5402 is our number again. 865-200-5402.